You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's time for a training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Mentor.
I'd have a training camp report about a guy who ain't never been there, but we're going to do it anyway.
Why ain't he been at training camp?
Is it as simple as he wants guaranteed money and they ain't going to give it to him? It might just be a total negotiation tactic. Now, I'd like to get the player into camp. Well, camp's over. I'd like to get the player into the process, into the system here.
If you're still doing training camp reports, camp's not over.
Yeah, I guess my question is,
how much money are we haggling over here, if that's the case? I would love to know, because I think as Browns fans, we would just like to get him into camp or whatever you're calling it, practice. You'd like
about
to get him
tree
in.
Fitting.
Like, if it turns out we're haggling over $1.5 million, it's like, come on, all you guys have ever said is Haslam's have the money. Don't let that be an impediment. Well, I want this guy in as soon as possible. Give him his money. Who cares?
But do they want to give him guaranteed money when
he
might be...
Fine. Who cares?
Do they want to give him guaranteed money
when
he might...
Owen, do you care about the money?
I do not care about it.
Third time's a charm. Three,
so we agree.
Two, one.
Ken,
do
come
they
on
want
our
to
side.
Give him guaranteed money if he is going to be suspended for a prolonged amount of time?
Do you have to pay him when he's suspended?
I don't know those rules.
Guess what? I don't care. Give him the money.
I mean, if they're going to stand by him once he comes here and they're going to say he's right. A Cleveland Brown, he represents the Cleveland Browns. We have no issues with his past. His legal matters are behind him. Let's go. Let's pay him like a Cleveland Brown then. What are
for
we doing?
A million
what
and a half?
Yeah, what are we haggling over?
Cool.
What's our contract?
Our owner is more liquid than any of the other owners in the NFL, basically.
What doesn't mean they're just handing out money.
Yeah, but in this case,
it's a business.
If all I ever hear from everybody is the Browns are geniuses circumventing the cap, they manipulate the cap, we have an owner that's willing to spend, that's the difference between us and the Bengals.
I say some of those things. I don't say all of them.
Then what are we haggling over this, especially if he's an innocent man? Right? Like, let's go. Let's stand by our guy.
Well, I'm not even concerned with the innocence or the guilt right now. It doesn't matter because he's going to be a Cleveland Brown or seen as a Cleveland Brown unless they don't sign him at all and then he ends up somewhere else.
Well, that
next
can't
year,
happen.
Right?
That would be
so
a disaster.
He'll always be under the branding of Cleveland Browns. So let's just get him in here and let's get it over with. Let's get all of the negative publicity of him being a part of the team in and get it going. Let's not worry about that week three of the season. Let's just get it going.
Just we all agree earlier is the better here.
Yeah.
Bless it. Hold on. Let me.
Need more time to clicky clack?
No, I got to check the contract of the guy who was signed around him.
Okay.
Fully guaranteed 4-year, $11.6 million deal for Nick Emmanuari of the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
That's a different player. I think he plays a different position. He's a safety. Just pointing it out.
Yeah.
All right. So, in the grand scheme of things, 4 years at $11.6 million or 4 years at $11 million, is that really breaking them? Okay, fine. Whatever. Hell with it.
Welcome to our side, Ken.
I just didn't know at first, okay? I have to ask questions, don't I? Don't I have to ask the question? So what's the holdup?
Is it incentives? Is it whether or not it has to be guaranteed?
Because it can't be about the mark that he leaves on the organization by bringing him in. Because that's already done.
It's done. And you brought Isaiah Bond in.
Right. And he spoke yesterday.
So what are we grinding our gears for here? What are we wringing our hands here for then? All right, that's a training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation.
Didn't accomplish a damn thing there. Troy in Zanesville, hello.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on this Judkins thing.
You do it, brother.
I think the only reason why he's not signed is because there was bruising on that girl, visible evidence that I think the prosecutor just muffed up the prosecution on it. And I think the NFL, I don't think Judkins going to play this year, man.
I think you're saying they could suspend him for the entire year? Because now we're going in circles,
I don't
Troy, because I asked the same question. I go, how long is he going to be suspended? I mean, good God, at first we thought could it be 11 games like Deshaun Watson? Could it be 6 games? I don't know how long he's going to be suspended.
Kareem had 10 games, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't sign him until afterwards.
Right. I think the Browns are just kind of doing their due diligence and just kind of waiting to see what the NFL says.
I agree with you. I think they're just waiting to see what the NFL says, and once the NFL says something, then they're going to go ahead and negotiate a contract.
But do you think they're not going to sign him if the NFL says, well, it's going to be a full season? Is there a point where the NFL gives a number of games that the Browns don't sign him?
Say it again.
Is there a number of games
that
the NFL could give Quinshon Judkins in suspension that the Browns say that's too much for us? We're not.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I think the Browns will sign him.
Then just sign him.
Now, I want to be as accurate as possible because the caller said there were images of bruising. That is what the police included.
We have not seen such images.
In their police report, they said there were images with bruising on the face and on the arm and on the, I believe, the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Photographs displaying bruising is what the woman showed police officers. The prosecutors, when they decided not to pursue the case further, they said the incident was not captured on video surveillance. There are no independent witnesses, so nobody saw it. The victim had photos showing injuries sustained. There were also videos in that same time frame with no injuries observed to the victim. Now, I know some people said, well, yeah, if you're wearing makeup and you're videoed in public, you know, are you going to cover the bruises? Whatever. The reality is, in the end, it's a he said, she said. Like so many of these cases, and when there's no video, it's tough for any case to go forward. And we also know so many times victims, they will cooperate at the beginning of an investigation, but will they actually sit up there on trial and answer questions? Many will not. So then the prosecutors, there's only so far they can go with it.
Yes. 216-474-0092. No better transition than Bob and Rocky River. You're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Myles Garrett situation.
Mm.
And that is this. The idea of being smart, accountable, and all that really relates, as far as I'm concerned, to what goes on in the football field, in the practice field, in the clubhouse. I could care less about his speeding ticket, where he goes to church, what he reads, who he dates. That's nonsense. And Mary Kay is absolutely incorrect if he'd answered that question the way she wanted him to answer it, there would have been more questions about leadership. Garrett handled it the right way. And that scumbag reporter, he ought to be fired. That's it.
Which report? What are you talking? Mary? No, not Mary Kay.
Oh, he's talking about Chanel.
Oh,
scumbag Chanel.
The way he asked the question. Hey, listen, Jeff can ask questions the way he wants to ask questions.
There's no better word than scumbag. It is an awesome word. When somebody calls me a scumbag, I absolutely love it.
The guy's not a scumbag.
Scumbag has a different connotation than what he is saying. Jeff Chanel's one of my most favorite people
awesome.
That I've ever heard that I've never met.
But the way it comes off,
a good guy.
The
Jeff's
way it
guy.
Rolls off the tongue, as someone who's been called a scumbag many times.
Well, you've lived the lifestyle, though.
I call you a scumbag every morning.
A douchebag, whatever. Scumbag is so much better. Scumbag, I've been called all of it. When you are called a scumbag, it just hits differently.
Well, now I got to know, since we're here.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Tell me. Slurs that hit differently for you. We're slime ball right now.
Rat boy's got to be up there.
Rat boy, olive oil, skinned. That one's always a good one. Pizza boy. I was a pizza boy.
I was a pizza boy.
Legitimately was a pizza boy. Got close to the pizza boy fantasy. It was close. I'll never forget opening up that door. What I saw.
Man, I never got that.
I became a man. And boy, there were two ladies, and the other
How did
guy
you not go in there?
The other guy that went and paid me, because they were like, who's going to pay for this? He came out, and his look of, this is what I have. We're about to have a great night.
Why did you ask if you needed help?
I'll never forget. Well, I don't know what kind of help.
How did you not ask?
What kind of help was I supposed to be supplying?
I don't care about what pizza shop you work at. You can be late for such a thing. If I owned that pizza shop, it was Kenny's Pizza Shop.
You would have understood?
Yeah, I'd have understood.
Was it a mom and pop pizza shop,
right? So it was legitimately.
Right? Just talk to Pop. Let him know.
Just to paint a picture.
There, learn how to swing, babe.
Paint a picture. I was guessing at the time I had to be 20, 19 or 20.
Oh,
these
man.
Ladies were in their
20s. This is hot.
Bikini on one,
no.
The other had a cover-up over the bikini, so you could see the bikini. That's always the best, when you can see the swimsuit with the cover-up over.
This is
and they
stuff.
Had smiles on their face where I don't know what they were up to beforehand. I definitely know what was going to happen after. And just the mind. Remember, I was, Howard Stern.
Listen
to Howard Stern back in the day. Everything was in play. Everything was in play in my mind.
How do you not join?
It's a nice house, too. And there was a pool in the back
because
I had delivered to that house before and I'd gone to the pool. And in the past, I had brought sheets on the weekends. It was full-blown parties. This was, I only got to
sheet
go to the
pizzas.
Front door.
I was
yeah,
about
sheet
to say,
pizza.
You said sheets. I go, wait.
He's
sheet
a freak
pizzas.
In the sheet pizzas.
Yeah. Great tip, too. This was a house where I was known to get the $50 tips on the sheets. I'll never forget that day.
Some may say just the tip. Yeah, I know. I'm going to break.
Hey, if I'm going to have the Pizza Boy fantasy, allow all of Northeast Ohio to have the Pizza Boy fantasy at one time in their life.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.